to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and Educational Radio. In this episode, recognizing the parallels between that most tumultuous 20th century year of 1968 and this year of 2020, and commemorating the anniversary of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. I'm mixing up exclusively music from 1968 for you, along with news reports from the Martin Luther King Jr. and the Robert F. Kennedy shootings, plus some additional narration by CBS News and eventually NPR reporter Bill Curtis. We began this set with the Rolling Stones and Jumping Jack Flash. There are a lot of guitar players who really love Keith Richards' electric guitar tone in that song, but it's actually not an electric guitar at all. It's an acoustic guitar that was recorded through a cheap Philips tape recorder in his hotel room. And then he brought it over to the studio, plugged it into a speaker, and they used a mic hooked up to that to record the track into the studio boards. How do I know that? Keith Richards told me, not personally, but in his autobiography. He describes how he had discovered that technique, and he used it for not only Jumpin' Jack Flash, but Street Fighting Man and a whole bunch of other songs. In his autobiography, he says the only electric guitar in Jumpin' Jack Flash is the bass. Then we heard a pretty weird song from 1968 by Lothar and the Hand People, Machines. I found that on an outstanding compilation, Brain in a Box, the Science Fiction Collection. Then we had Jimi Hendrix providing the music. That song was Still Rainin', Still Dreamin'. And I mixed in on top a bunch of clips, excerpts from a speech Martin Luther King gave in 1967, The Other America. And he described his belief in nonviolence and not condoning rioting, but how it's important to understand that a riot is the voice of the unheard. Certainly relevant thoughts to consider in 2020. And then a pretty crazy song, if you listen closely to the lyrics, that was Richard Harris and MacArthur Park. And we finished things up with Creedence Clearwater Revival and Susie Q. The airplanes are back, and if you're under a flight path from Logan, it's time to start complaining again. Go to logannoise.org for more information about how you can join your neighbors and easily file complaints with Massport. That's logannoise.org. A message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group. Backing me up right now is Jimi Hendrix with a demo version of Have You Ever Been to Electric Ladyland? In the next set, we're going to intensely mix in news reports and narration from Bill Curtis on the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy that happened on this day, June 5th, in 1968. The world would have been a vastly different place if he had not been murdered. If he would have become president rather than Richard Nixon, there's no doubt the world would be a very different place. Listen closely to the live report. Robert F. Kennedy was shot while he was being interviewed, and you can hear the live reporter during the scuffle as the gun is actually pointed at him at one time. We're going to start it off on a little bit of a lighter note, though. Here's Sly and the Family Stone and Dance to the Music here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Dance to the music. has some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
When you see the red light go on, would you please state in the following order your destination, your nationality, and your full name. Surname first, Christian name, and initial.
Cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far. Car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? And pumping gas.
In the most tumultuous year of the most tumultuous decade, Robert Kennedy emerged as a symbol of dreams reborn. While he spent most of his adult life in the shadow of his older brother, President John F. Kennedy, Robert became the natural inheritor of the Kennedy mantle following his brother's assassination in 1963. And he made the most of it, first winning election as a senator from New York in 1966, and then vying for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 1968. Although he was pitted against formidable opponents, including Vice President Hubert Humphrey and Senator Eugene McCarthy, Kennedy squeaked out a victory in the June 4th winner-take-all California primary. Now the party's nomination for president seemed well within his reach.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know, the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow. You know, the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.
Thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Moments after his victory speech at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles that night, Robert Kennedy kept his own tragic rendezvous with destiny. Accompanying him from the podium was reporter Andrew West.
Senator, how are you going to counter Mr. Humphreys and his backgrounding you as far as the delegate votes go?
You can just go and start to struggle for it.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man, a Kennedy campaign manager, and possibly shot in the head.
Get him!
I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. He has fired the shot. He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
This is NBC News with a special report from Los Angeles. A statement is now being made at the hospital in Los Angeles. Here is Ray James, NBC News at Good Samaritan Hospital.
A.M. today,
the press secretary, the press aide for Senator Robert Kennedy has just arrived here at the press headquarters of the hospital. Let's go to the podium and pick up his statement.
At the time of his death, were his wife, Ethel, brother-in-law, Stephen Smith, her sister-in-law, Mrs. John F. Kennedy. He was 42 years old.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Very quick, short announcement on the fact that at 1:40 this morning, Robert Kennedy died here at the hospital. This is Ray James, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Robert Kennedy was shot 3 times at close range and died from his injuries several hours later. 24-year-old Jordanian immigrant Sirhan Sirhan was the gunman, apparently angry at Kennedy's strong support of Israel's military policy. With Robert Kennedy gone, the fragile bonds still holding the Democratic Party together ripped apart. That summer, the party's convention took on the cast of a civil war. Police ran riot in the streets, attacking anti-war demonstrators, while havoc reigned on the convention floor, and TV cameras captured it all. By the time it was over, Robert Kennedy's dreams of unity were up in smoke and tear gas, and Richard Nixon was on his way to the White House.
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts' freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. We're mixing up music from 1968 along with news reports from a big hardcover book I found in a box along the street titled We Interrupt This Broadcast. It came with two CDs of flash news reports and narration by the CBS News and then NPR reporter Bill Curtis. We began the music in that set with Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music, then Dionne Warwick, Do You Know the Way to San Jose. Canned Heat followed that, On the Road Again, and then Manfred Mann, The Mighty Quinn, and we finished things with Janis Joplin and Big Brother and the Holding Company, Piece of My Heart. Interspersed with all of the music, we had news reports on the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy as they happened this day of June 5th in 1968. We've got one last set of music for you, starting off with a riff I've been teasing you throughout this sound collage, right from the intro set. As I mentioned earlier, according to Keith Richards in his autobiography, for Jumpin' Jack Flash and Street Fightin' Man and a bunch of other songs, he played not an electric guitar on the albums, but instead an acoustic guitar while he was in his hotel room into a cheap Philips cassette recorder that overloaded. And then he brought that into the studios. And he played the tape recorder into a speaker. And then he had a microphone pick that up. And then everybody else played along. Also, this song, Street Fightin' Man, was inspired by the Paris student riots that happened in May of 1968 before they recorded this Beggar's Banquet album. And it all starts now here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Of you, uh-huh. One day you'll hurt. reporter from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down?
The war, poverty, racism, and other social ills. Some of them were also determined to provoke a confrontation. to draw attention from the convention to the streets. Richard Daley vowed to keep it peaceful, even if it took force to keep the peace. He was backed by 12,000 police, 5,000 National Guardsmen, 7,500 regular army troops.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavements, tired starlings. Dark eyes, dawn light smile on you leaving my contentment. I'll wait in this place where the sun never shines.
at the party, she was kindness in the hard crowd.
Hundreds of marchers and dozens of policemen were injured. Restraint was absent on both sides. This was later called a police riot. During that frightful week, the demonstrators repeatedly tried to march on the site of the convention, the stockyards. Repeatedly, they were forced back.
Evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright. Right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. In this episode, we've been mixing up music exclusively from 1968, along with news reports describing the April 4th and June 5th, 1968 assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy. We began the set with the Rolling Stones and Street Fightin' Man from their Beggar's Banquet album, and then a whole bunch of Billboard Top 100 hits from 1968. James Brown, I Got the Feeling, American Breed, Bend Me, Shape Me, Stevie Wonder, Shoo-Bee-Doo, Be-Doo-Da-Day. Then Classics 4 with Spooky, Jeannie C. Riley, Harper Valley PTA, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company gave us Simon Says, and then BJ Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling, Cream, and Eric Clapton with a canonical and epic demonstration of a guitar effect called a wah-wah pedal, and then the Beatles with one of their versions of Revolution, the one that overloaded the studio mic input. Backing me up right now is Mason Williams and his instrumental hit, Classical Gas. Thanks so much to you for listening, and special thanks to Nick Andre and the rest of our WMFO operations team for making this broadcast possible. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. Coming up next is Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music from the 1980s. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of Thieves.